It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Today's the last day of April, and traditionally we see the grain markets having a little bit better performance as we go into the spring, mainly due to uncertainty concerns and the need to put some sort of a premium in the markets to encourage planting and to encourage production. At this point, it doesn't appear the grains are showing that. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the dynamics of the markets.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
Grain markets are not really performing seasonally as we would expect, especially when you look at it as far as wheat is concerned. Corn and soybeans continue to see a little bit of premium being worked in or built in, but at this point, wheat has none as Kansas City and Chicago sit at new contract lows and Minneapolis is flirting with its lows. One has to wonder if we have an ability to see these markets push a little bit. When you look at it, as far as the fundamentals are concerned, they've improved with rain across most of the southern plains and rain up in the northern plains as well. So we've gotten off to a pretty good start as far as the planting season is concerned. And now with warmer temperatures in the forecast, it looks like we could be starting a greenhouse effect as far as the marketplace is concerned. So right now on the production side, things look a little bit negative as everything seems to be moving along pretty well. There are some areas that continue to see some too much rain and some issues. But for the most part, when you look at the U.S. as a whole, we're off to a good start for the 25 crop year. But on the other side, you're looking at as far as demand, we continue to see tariff talk and the concerns about demand weighing on this marketplace as well. So that's the two items that are putting some pressure in on the grains. We still need to see some sort of a weather premium because we are just into the planting season. We got a long way to go through the growing season. And it's surprising that these markets have pulled out a lot of that premium. The big things moving forward are to continue to watch what weather does and the tariff talks. Any kind of a trade deal will certainly help support these markets. And we also have other demand sources out there that are improving, especially if EPA approves the big oil and the biofuels industry's hope for seeing for the biofuels production moving forward with the increase in mandate for biodiesel. That certainly would help the soybean market. And looking at E15 for ethanol actually helps the corn market as well. So overall, there are some good things out there. It's just that we need to see things getting followed through.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.